Well, we're back, and it's time for the incredible Johnny Jet. You know, Johnny, we've got to come up with some theme music for you. I mean, we just did Suzanne Wright, who is, we call, our Wonder Woman, and we do that theme. We've got to come up with, you have such great music on your videos. We need to come up with a Johnny Jet theme, and it can't just be the sound of engine blasts.
That's what's on my instant messenger.
Is that what you have on your today? Here I am.
Yeah.
Listen, you've just had a great trip. You've been to Malaysia.
I have.
And in fact, I received an invitation, or we did, to do that, fam. But unfortunately, the time frame doesn't fit with what's going on here. But so we're going to ask you to tell us about it.
Well, where do I start?
Well, I think you can start.
I flew in from, I was in Europe.
Right, so you went from Stockholm to Kuala.
I did. You know how long that flight is?
10 hours and 47 minutes.
You've been reading my newsletter.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And those listening, please, johnnyjet.com is his site. And yes, in fact, I have it in front of me, so I just kind of thought I'd preempt you on that one. But go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a longer flight. When they booked me on that, I was thinking it was like a 14, 15-hour flight, and I got on the plane, heard the pilot say 10 hours and 47 minutes. I was like, are you kidding me? That's nothing.
Yeah, well, it's a long flight. I mean, we just came back from Jordan a little while ago, and it was something like 12 hours, and it's a long flight.
Did they fly you in coach, or?
Well, you know, actually, I had business class.
Nice.
And I had business class, but there were only two seats left in business class, and I was Mr. Nice Guy and gave up my seats to Bob Fisher and Peter Flaherty from our show. But I'll never be Mr. Nice Guy again. I spent 12 hours with screaming, crying children to a point where I was thinking about those headset noise reducers. I was literally listening to rap music on the headsets because I thought when I looked at the screen and there was another 2 hours left, I was about to jump out the door, you know. But,
yes. Was that Royal Jordanian Airlines?
Yeah, it was on RJ, yeah.
I've never been on them.
The service is great. They're really super people. But there's a lot of ethnic travel, a lot of family travel. And, of course, with young kids, when you've got 100 kids on that airplane, and a lot of them are very young, and they cry run around.
That's
and,
why you got to bring – that's why you always have to bring earplugs or an iPod.
Yeah.
Because on every flight you get stuck next to a screaming kid. And, you know, I watch these people next to me just, you know, get so – aggravated, but it's their own fault for not bringing earplugs or an iPod.
Well, and the thing is, you wonder how does a tour operator or how does any leisure travel company sell tourism? You know, to get tourists on an airplane like that is very difficult when there is so much local traffic. But that's the majority of the traffic. That's what fills their airplane, and that's what makes money for them. So, but. Of course, the people themselves were wonderful. They're just wonderfully nice people. But let's move on to Malaysia. And as you say in your newsletter, you were a little nervous about all of this.
I was. You know what? I listened to my Fox News loving friends. And, you know, some of them were really telling me, you're crazy to go there. You know, you're either going to get framed and then hung for smuggling drugs or...
No, or molesting young prostitutes or something.
And, you know, they're telling me, you know, everything from snakes to malaria.
Right.
You name it.
Right.
So I was a little bit nervous, to tell you the truth. But once I got on that plane and I saw everyone, you know, who was on it, and there were, you know, people from all walks of life.
Right.
I was like, what am I, crazy?
Now, you're on Malaysia Airways at this point?
Yeah, I flew Malaysian Airlines. I flew business class there.
Right.
On a 777. Which was very nice.
Right.
Service, food, excellent. On the way home, I flew. They put me up in first class. I flew through Taipei and then to L.A. That was even more amazing. I mean, flat bed. There was no one up front, and I just had a good time.
Yeah, when I grow up, I want to be Johnny Jet. But moving on, the flight was good. Malaysia Airways, I always confuse the two. But
Airlines.
They've always had a relatively good reputation for in-flight service and courtesy. And
Skytrax just named them, you know, they name them always as one of the best airlines. And they're only one of four of the five-star airlines, supposedly.
Right. Now, let's go to Malaysia. Let's chat about that. Not so much the history, but Malaysia today.
Malaysia today.
Well, through the eyes of Johnny Jett, who just returned from there.
Well, it's located in Southeast Asia.
Right.
It's between, there's two parts of it. I mean, there's Peninsula of Malaysia, which is in between Thailand and Singapore.
Right.
And the South China Sea is on one side, and the Strait of Malacca is on the other. And the other is East Malaysia, which I didn't go to. That's the island of Borneo.
Right.
Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't been to Borneo, but I've thought about it.
Yeah, and they share that with Brunei and Indonesia, that
right.
island. But, I mean, Malaysia's just been, you know, for centuries, has been in a prime situation or geographical location for trading. So that's why it's just been, you know, it's been taken over by the Dutch, the English, Japanese, everybody.
And an interesting mix of population.
Oh, it's very diverse. It's 50% Malay, 24% Chinese, and 11%
indigenous.
I cannot speak today.
Right. Well, it's early
7%
for you.
Indian. And plus, I mean, but it's not just Islamic either. I thought it was going to be 99%, but it's not. It's only about 60% practice Islam.
Right, but you say in the newsletter, under Malaysian law, one must be Muslim to legally be considered Malay. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was surprised when I read that, too. And I didn't learn that till after I got back when I did some research on it.
Interesting.
So, I mean, they don't really push the Islam on you at all. And, you know, I drove by Christian churches. I saw a Catholic. I met Catholics.
Right.
And they're like, it's a great place to live. It's very diverse. They're very open. It's not like in the old days where I think it was 10 years ago, if you had a Israeli stamp in your passport, they wouldn't let you in the country.
Hmm.
But that's not the case anymore.
Right. How did you find the people? Were they open and friendly?
Very. I mean, the friendliest place in the world is Fiji, but Malaysia, they are very friendly, and I was very impressed. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, and Fiji being a 9, I would give these guys a 7.
That's pretty good.
And you give Americans probably about a 3.
Right. What about cleanliness and the rest of that? There obviously weren't any snakes that you came across. So.
There are snakes here, but I didn't see any.
Yeah. What about food? Well, first of all, let's move on down, because you eventually ended up at the Ritz-Carlton, I understand.
I did. Have you ever been there?
I've been to a lot of Ritz-Carltons, but I haven't been to the one in Malaysia.
I mean, what's amazing is their service. Right when I pulled up, 4 people approached the car. One to open the door, one to shake my hand and greet me, the other to take my bags out of the trunk, and the other one was opening the front door of the hotel.
Well, that's always better than in some countries where 4 people approach your car and you're not sure why they're there.
So right when I walk into the hotel, I start walking to the front desk, and they're like, oh, no, Mr. Scala, we're going to do the we'll check you in your room. That's how they do it. They just whisked me up in the elevator, and the hotel has 248 rooms. It's pretty big, but it's very nice. The service just makes it amazing. At night, when I went to bed at night, I looked at my pillow, and there was a JD for my real name initials on the pillow, stitched in.
Yeah. What's interesting for those of you listening online, if you take a moment and just bring up JohnnyJett.com, click on Where's Johnny, you can see this. I was amazed with all the little specialties with names at which Johnny will probably go on to tell us about. But please do that and have a look at that as we're chatting, and you'll get a better feeling for what he's about to tell
for
us.
For sure, because...
So anyway, the initials were on the...
My pictures can.
Yeah, and of course...
My pictures don't describe it being there, so the best thing to do is get there.
Right.
And one of the best parts about staying at the Ritz or going to Asia is that it's so inexpensive.
Right.
You know, you would think for a five-star luxury hotel, it would be $500 a night. But they have rates that start at $104.
Good Lord.
You can't get the Days Inn in some places for $104.
That's absolutely correct.
This is the Ritz.
Now, that's just amazing.
It is. Everything's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to go mail a postcard to back, you know, I always send postcards to my friends and family. You know how much a stamp costs to send back? Across the ocean, 13 cents.
Now, while you're on, what about the exchange rate? Is it favorable to the dollar?
It is. I think it's 8 to 1. Let me just double check on that, but I'm pretty sure it's 8 to 1. I just got back from another country. I've been traveling everywhere. This year I went to 22 countries.
Yeah, I know. You've been on the road so much. I just don't know how you do it. It's a good thing you're only 20 years old.
Actually, sorry, it's not 8 to 1. It's 3.6 to 1.
Okay.
So Malaysia ringgits. One Malaysia ringgit is 3.63.
Right. So let's get back to Ritz-Carlton. So they had initials on the towels. They had your name.
Not on the towel, on the pillowcase.
On the pillowcases, okay. And carry on with it. Let's just.
But they had in the room. There was flat screen TVs. I was, you know, when I was there, I was watching ESPN. I was watching a big football game.
Right.
I was like, oh my gosh, they have free internet, high speed. I mean, you know, most hotels, even the Ritz in the U.S., they charge, you know, $30, $40 for one night of internet. There it's free.
And you had a butler.
And they have a VP. That's right, they're the first hotel in Malaysia to have offer butler service, which is included in everyone's room. And so, actually, when the lady walked me up to my room, she goes, your butler will be in a minute to take your credit card information and check you in. And I was like, my butler? And this wasn't just special for me. This is for everybody.
And press your
shirt.
And
the butler came in with fresh juice, a cold, scented towel. She's like, can I get your shirts pressed or shoes shined, or can I make some dinner reservations? Hmm. I'm like, I'm okay, but that's very nice of you.
Yeah, it's great when you can experience that sort of service.
They make you feel like a rock star at, you know, at very low prices.
Well, you are a rock star, but that's beside the point. How about the food?
Food's great. Right when I arrived, it was early in the morning. They said, would I like to go down to breakfast go down to the dining room for breakfast? I said, of course, and that's included. Again, a buffet like they had. Some hotels charge $28. This is free. I had green guava juice. I had beef rangdong and eggs, but I could have had any kind of omelet. They had all kinds of stuff for Americans, Japanese, and Malay food.
And one of my favorites, Peking duck.
I'm sorry?
One of my favorites is Peking duck, and I guess they also had some Cantonese specialties.
Yeah, they had a fancy Chinese restaurant in the hotel.
Right.
Called Lian, and I did have Peking duck.
Did they wrap it in?
They started carving the skin off, and they're serving it to us.
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's one of my
fried duck skin.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Peking duck is one of my favorite dishes, and unfortunately, in most restaurants, you have to order it 24 hours in advance. When they slice it at the table, and with like the scallions and the sauce, and they roll it up into what we know as tortillas these days. It's terrific. It's just terrific. Now, we've only got a little bit of time left, and there's one item that I think we need to cover. And for those listening, you're just going to be a little shocked that paper underwear.
I knew you were going to say the paper underwear. Yeah, you know what? I had 4 hours of massage. So I go to change. They handed me a robe, and they said, here, please put these on. And it was this little, like, hill look, like a coaster, and it was paper underwear that you open up,
right?
And it was huge, really baggy, but it was tight. The waist was tight, but everything else was baggy,
right?
And I'm like, are you serious? And they're like, yep. I put it on, and it wasn't looking too good. I was going to take a picture, but I figured I might get arrested for that one.
That's great. And
but again, I had massages there. You can get an hour-long massage for $60.
Right.
Which, at most hotels like this, it's $150 an hour.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, that's great. And you had a little, they had a little hair treatment as well?
I had a hair treatment. Again, that felt so good. That was $26. That was about, that was almost an hour.
And a body scrub?
Same thing, $60.
And a milk bath?
The milk bath was really nice. Out back, pool filled with limes and flowers.
And eating lunch and sipping Chinese tea. I could go on all day with this.
You got to go there.
Yeah, I've got to do it. You know, I need to get back to them and not cancel the offer that I've had to go. Johnny,
I would do that.
Are you going to be in town for a while, or are you off somewhere?
Well, I just got back from North Africa.
Ooh, that's got to be an interesting one. We'd certainly need to talk about that.
Yeah,
at another point.
I'm here for a little bit, I think.
Yeah. And the other is you're going to be down in Key West in January, are you?
I will be.
Yeah, are you going to visit?
It's chilly here in California right now.
Yeah, you're going to visit our friends from Ocean Properties, or is this another thing?
I am. I'm going to go visit them.
Yeah, I just had lunch with Carrie Sunday night here. They've taken over a new hotel, another hotel here in on Lido Key.
Yeah, those guys are unbelievable.
Yeah, they're great, and they've got some great properties, and they're good friends, and. They don't market.
Well, I want to talk to you because I might be going to Jordan too. So.
Oh yeah, well then we'll definitely. You've been talking to the Jordan Tourist Board?
I did.
Yeah,
just
through
me yesterday.
Who did you speak with?
Giselle.
As she pronounces it, Giselle, and great gal, great fun. I don't know how she gets back and forth as often as she did, but I don't know if you're aware of this, but I passed your name along to her.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you're going to love it. There's some stuff. In fact, if you go to our site, you can see the Jordan special, and there's some video and there's some photos, and I even have some stuff up on YouTube under Travelers.
Yeah, I actually saw that yesterday.
Did you?
I watched your videos.
Yeah, I looked at yours as well. I'm glad to see we're all linked to the same technology.
I want to go.
Yep. You'll love it, Johnny. It'll be the trip of your life when you can sleep out in the Wadi Rum Desert under the stars and eat lamb that's cooked in under the ground, sort of like the Hawaii style. You'll love it. We got to run, and I always, as always, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us here, and hope to be speaking with you soon.
You too, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Johnny. Same to you.
All right.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.